710 kwacha pay rise under new collective agreement. Government launches a nationwide polio vaccination campaign targeting 3.7 million children. And in international news, Iranian woman arrested in US for allegedly trafficking arms to Sudan.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Government has announced a 710 kwacha salary increment for all unionized local government workers across the board on basic salary, effective from 1st January to 31st December 2026. Speaking during the collective bargaining agreement signing ceremony, local government permanent secretary Nicholas Peary said in addition to the 710 kwacha increment, the meal allowance has been increased from 150 kwacha to 175 kwacha. He has further disclosed that a 30% allowance for persons with disabilities has been introduced, while transport allowance has been increased from 17 to 20%, among other adjustments.
We agreed that the conditions of service for local authority workers, unionized workers, needed to be motivated. And so in terms of salaries, we agreed that we will increase the salaries by 710 kwacha across the board. We also agreed to look at this conditional service, and for the first time, I think within the local government fraternity, we have a 30% of the basic as a transport allowance for those that are living with disability.
And speaking on behalf of the three unions, Zambia United Local Authorities and Allied Workers Union President Emmanuel Mwinsa has thanked government for the increment and assured continued collaboration with local authorities to improve revenue collection.
There was also a consideration on the part of risk allowance, which was increased from 2% to 5%, as well as the allowance in lieu of excess hours from 600 to 750. All these are aiming to improve the welfare of the workers with regard to performance, and we believe that workers in the local authorities will remain motivated.
Government has launched a nationwide polio vaccination campaign targeting 3.7 million children under the age of 5 in 6 provinces from April 20 to 24, 2026, following the detection of a variant type 2 polio virus in Lusaka. Speaking during the commissioning of the upgraded National Polio Virology Laboratory at the University Teaching Hospital, Health Minister Dr. Alex Katakwe said the campaign will cover Lusaka Central, Eastern, Muchinga, Southern and Western provinces. He said the newly launched laboratory will enhance early detection, testing and monitoring of polio and other viral diseases, thereby strengthening both national and regional health security efforts.
We'll be conducting the first of the planned 3 rounds of polio vaccination. This campaign will run from today, the 20th of April 2026, targeting 3.7 million under 5 children in 6 provinces. These are Lusaka, Central, Eastern, Muchinga, Southern and Western provinces. I wish to take this opportunity to appeal to all parents and guardians and community actors to cooperate with the teams of health workers and community volunteers that will be conducting this service in our communities.
Meanwhile, UNICEF country representative Dr. Saja Abdullah said the campaign is critical in protecting every child and sustaining Zambia's polio-free status through strengthened routine immunization and community engagement.
I start here very hopeful, really very hopeful and confident that in this first round of the polio campaign, children in 6 provinces will be reached, vaccinated and protected, and that Zambia will safeguard its hard-won polio-free status. We know this is doable. because we have done it before, and we know that the only way to succeed is to vaccinate every child in Zambia.
And World Health Organization country representative Dr. Clement Lasuva said Zambia's response demonstrates a strong leadership and urged the need for high quality vaccination coverage to interrupt any possible virus transmission and maintain public health security. Some students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University have called for increased police patrols in PHI area following a reported rise in cases of sexual violence targeting female students. Speaking during the second day of protests, the students have expressed concern over what they described as a growing number of rape incidents in and around their residential areas. Some students have also alleged that when such incidents are reported to the police, little action is taken, claiming that officers sometimes request money for fuel before responding, citing lack of resources.
So why we are protesting is that we've been attacked at our boarding houses by thieves. They get our phones, when they come, they even rape us. So that's why we are protesting. And then when we call the police from Beni Mwinga, because Beni Mwinga is in PHI, when we call the police, they say, well, we don't have fuel, they don't even come.
We're not being protected by the police. Every time we call them, they delay to come, and they also give excuses to say they don't have fuel. So we need more proper security for us who are staying outside campus.
Well, for some students, it being us, like most girls are not living in campus, so most of the girls are traumatized because of the same. We are not sleeping in the night.
Ki bine kuri wakawara ramani ko mtende. So ama bera kuma boarding house ama girl especially. So ama bama laptop ama phone na raping wakazi especially kwa wakazi. Pati wakazi kwa muna ama yo. So sisi protest. Pemba che government tutumira wakapokora safe. Hey, kukalitia safe tukuribe wakapokora kuja. Pati na wakapokora kongo kupokora huko mtendere anakamba no trip few ocean sima kara busy so anakamba kuipe wewe anga chi.
Meanwhile, University Head of Public Relations and Communications Tazi Chainda said in response that management has intensified efforts to address the situation through a multi-sectoral engagement approach involving the Zambia Police Service, property owners and other key stakeholders. In a statement, Mr. Chainda said as a short-term intervention to address the shortage of student accommodation, management has begun converting office spaces at the university's old campus into student bed spaces, adding that the initiative is expected to create additional accommodation capacity for students. The Zambia Development Agency has signed a memorandum of understanding with ZAKH Investment Group aimed at boosting development in the country's energy sector. Speaking during the signing ceremony, ZDA Director General Albert Luampa says the partnership comes at a critical time when Zambia is seeking increased investment to strengthen energy production and support economic growth. Mr. Luampa has noted that expanding the energy sector is key to driving industrial development and improving livelihoods.
We are looking for power like yesterday. Remember, as a country, we are pushing towards 3 million tons of copper per annum within the next 5 years. And to achieve that, we need a lot of energy. We need a lot of energy. And also, we are pushing on the agriculture sector, farm blocks, again, manufacturing, agro-processing. We need a lot of energy. So you've come at the right time when Zambia is looking for more power, more energy to power this country, to industrialize this country.
Meanwhile, ZAKH board member Marina Strateva said the company plans to implement 10 projects under the agreements, which are expected to create more than 100 jobs.
We are all focused on the renewable energy projects and on the construction of the new solar farms and energy sector. This is our main target, to develop and make the right ecosystem for the energy. And the MOU for me, actually for our company, it means a lot that we have a right and proper way how to come inside Zambia and to do the business here. It's a proper and secured investment in a proper country in the right place. And we feel that we can do something together. We can develop the energy sector and provide our technical part, our experience, and definitely our technology.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia's management with Italy at the just-ended spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank Group has signaled a growing strategic partnership focused on infrastructure, energy and regional value chain development. The discussions held between finance and national planning minister Dr. Stumbeko Mfokotwane